Show with Tom and Ollie on Triple M.
Stupid management. The people are real. The cases are real. This is
Tom and Ollie.
I just called to say.
And Liam, uniforms from school, do you keep them?
Hey boys, long time listener, first time caller.
You called for this?
Yeah, bravo.
You called for this, Liam?
Yeah. Good topic.
Yeah. Tom, you're right. This is shit.
One, two, three, four.
It's time for Tom and Ollie on Triple M.
Oh, and I'm going to lift tonight, Ollie. You know why?
Good. Because you were shit yesterday?
Don't keep saying the swear word. No, mate, it's International Women's Day and I bloody love it.
Yeah. Big day, Tom.
I love it.
Big day for women and for men.
I agree.
I mean, that's the important part here.
It's not just women. It's men as well.
You and I both
celebrating our great women.
Yep. You and I both believe, Tom, that if women had more power in this world, we all benefit.
Oh.
We all benefit.
Especially someone like Whitney Houston. Oh, it's good vibes
tonight. Think about it. Every war in the world that's happened in this history of the earth, probably a man started it.
100%.
Because they're always in charge. So get rid of the man, get the women in charge of the world.
It's
that's
so true.
What I say.
It's so true. Speaking of International Women's Day, your mum has had newfound fame.
Yeah,
newfound fame on the radio.
She's a real hit, Tom.
If you head over to our Facebook page, Tom and Ollie, or Instagram, you can see a video of Ollie's mum giving him something that you wouldn't normally see a mum giving a son.
But re-gifting from her own top drawer, her own undies drawer. So, yeah, not fun. But she's always got thoughts, Tom, and I feel like Women's Day today...
It wasn't even battery-powered either, which is amazing.
I think we're going to hear her thoughts on today's events.
Also play How Triple M Are You? I'll obviously win, but coming up soon as well, Adam Rosenbach's, yes!
We are the comedian's second home, Tom, after all. So comedians galore on the show.
You know
obviously we're here as well.
How good's this? Oh, what a voice. What a woman, you know? Let's kick things off, though. This is John Mellencamp, Small Town.
Oh, more like it.
Can we get your mum on the phone up next?
That's more like it. Yeah, let's get Annie, my mum, on the phone because she's got some thoughts on International Women's Day.
Men, watch out.
Watch out, men.
That's all I'm saying. It's Tom and Ollie. It's Triple M. Yeah, nice. Small Town, John Mellencamp. Good vibes. Thursday night, Triple M's Tom and Ollie taking you right through to 10 p.m.
Yep.
No one said the shift is too long.
Tom, they say that opinions are like a-holes. Everyone's got one. And I think it's true. We all have an opinion and often we like to share our
opinions. I didn't know you'd turn 40 tonight.
I say this because I think today, as International Women's Day, it's a great chance for men to step back and get off the soapbox because men have a fair large go at the microphone.
Yeah.
I mean, look at this show. Look at this station.
We have too much.
Look at Parliament. Look at most boardrooms. Look at most principals' offices.
Look at most film studios and film people who work in the entertainment
industry.
Look at
most high-powered chefs. You know, men have got a good deal. So today is a good chance for men to step back for a second and let some women have a bloody crack on the microphone and say what they want to say. And it should extend to the rest of the year, but here's a good start.
I think we're playing like two women tonight. In the whole of the 3 hours?
Oh, look, Triple M plays some great music, but we're not well known for trumping up female artists, let's be honest.
Well, there's just a lack of female rock, isn't there?
A little bit.
In general.
It's changing. You've got a lot of great bands coming through now, particularly on the Oz music scene.
Yeah,
Courtney Barnett. I mean, even your Courtney Barnett's, your Jen Clowers, who are singing on the weekend.
So good.
But Tom, to get us off to a great start on this day, International Women's Day, my mum, Annie, I just figured she'd be the kind of person who would have an opinion and maybe an opinion on why this day is important, if it is at all. Maybe she's not into it. Mum, welcome to the show again.
Hello, Oliver.
Hey, just quickly, before we get to the serious stuff, how are you finding your fame online? I mean, the video of you giving me the sex toy.
You know, I don't... I'm not online all the time. I might be an enlightened woman, but I haven't been on Facebook for day and a half. I'm down in Torquay at the moment. I don't have internet and I like it that way. So that's absolutely fine. So if I'm, pulling in the crowds, all power to me, but I don't know about it.
Check it out, Tom and Ollie. And aren't you an empowered lady? So
just hanging 10 down on the surf coast in Victoria, Annie. Well done. But let's
I
jump
wish.
In. Yeah, right.
I spent a day in hospital with my elderly mother who fell over in the street. But anyway, that's another story.
Downer.
She's empowered in her own way.
Yeah, well, you must have learned from her in a way, and I'm guessing you taught yourself. What do you think about International Women's Day? Why is it important?
Well, You know, I don't know whether I have many pearls of wisdom on this. As a white Anglo-Saxon female with a university education in Australia, I don't have much to complain about. But clearly all men who abuse women, children and animals should be castrated. And I'm sure all enlightened men like yourselves would agree. Poor love.
Sure. Why don't you just pull back for a second on the castration chat and all, you know, all men stuff. I mean, with our audience, we've got a lot of blokes who you know, are good men who have families, but they're average Joes.
I'm not talking about the enlightened men. I'm talking about the 90% of the population that aren't enlightened.
That's a lot of the population, Annie.
Men, poor loves, are at a distinct disadvantage, aren't they? Because, I mean, we all know that men are still thinking about sex half an hour after they're dead. And that has seriously got to addle your brain and everyday life. I mean, I feel sorry for them. Come on, guys. Yeah. There is more to life than a bonk every day.
Is there, though?
Okay, clean up, Annie. It's 7 o'clock, mate. Kids are in the car.
What's there?
The Four Noble Truths? What about Body Cheetah? What about the independence of dependent arising? Anyone ever thought about this?
No. You're racing ahead, I think, in the enlightened sense. You might be losing some of the audience. What do you want to say? Do you think it's important for young men to reflect on something, you know, on this day?
Well, I think it's important to reflect on women and how you treat women. And you know, if you've had good role models, then you don't need to reflect on it because hopefully, you know, you're a decent human being and you're out there and you're treating women decently. I feel sorry for the men and women who have had shitty lives and therefore they can't, you know, they can't move on. They're stuck. So, you know, these token days of women and, you know, animals and everything else, they're great. But, you know, do we see changes in behaviour? I mean, basically, you know, human beings, we're stuffed units, most of us, aren't we?
We're stuffed units. Well, that's a lovely way to put it, Mum. And I think you've really set some hearts alight today on International Women's Day.
Yeah, I hope so. I hope I've got everyone churning out the thoughts about the meaning of life because, you know, it's not about the Harvey Weinsteins and the paedophiles. There are decent men out there. I want to get that point across. Maybe I haven't stipulated that. Yeah. There are decent men. And I've brought up two.
Yeah, thank you. Tom as well.
And I didn't bring up Tom, but he's a decent bloke. You know a lot of decent blokes. So, you know, spread the word. Be a decent bloke. Be tolerant. Be respectful. And we'll all get on a lot better. But, you know, stop thinking about bonking. There's
more to it. Alright, less penis thoughts and more getting along. Well, that's nice, Mum. Thank you.
That's okay.
And if all else fails, you know, just have a laugh on Facebook at your own mum giving you a sex toy on radio. So check that one out. Tom and Ollie, that's my mum there. Good on you, Annie.
It's good.
Tom, what's our question here?
I'd love to hear from good men of the world. We're doing stuff to support women.
Let's dive in here with men who are self-described feminists.
Yep.
Let's dive right in. If you're a man who really believes that you identify with being a feminist, we want to hear from you. 133353.
Give us a call. It's Tom and Ollie. It's Triple M. It smells like Teen Spirit Nirvana. You're on the M's, Triple M, with Tom and Ollie. Oh,
Tom,
lifting tonight.
You are lifting tonight after a great night last night.
Adam Rosenbach's on the show very soon as we are the comedian's second home. You are with Tom and Ollie.
Yep.
We're talking International Women's Day. Is it Women's Day or Women's... No, it's International Women's Day, isn't
Women's
it?
Women's Day. Yeah, it's a good one, Tom.
Similar radio show does a gag like that, actually.
It's a good one to really pay a bit of respect to, a bit of time to, and just go, let's just take a breath and sit back and reflect for a second. My mum offered, I don't know, what did she offer, Tom?
Some castration advice.
In true Annie form, it was chaotic. There was some meaning there, but you've got to work to really get it.
I suppose we're asking here on 133353, Are you a feminist, a man feminist? You're a male feminist.
Or if you think there's something we could reflect on this day, we want to hear from you. We're not interested in debating whether you think it's a worthwhile day. We're past that. We don't care.
Come on, mate.
If that's your opinion. We want to hear people who have a thought out opinion that can advance this cause and advance our world to a more equal place.
133353, get involved on the phones. Ollie, you and I are both self-confessed feminists, and I think the word feminist is always tainted these days, isn't it?
A bit of a dirty word these days, Tom.
People get freaked out by that word, but all it means is
a lot of history.
All it means is that we want women, and we think that women should be completely and utterly equal with men.
Yeah.
That's all it means.
I mean, maybe the word equalist is more appropriate, but
sure.
Is that even a word? I don't know. How about Guy? Guy, welcome to the show, mate.
G'day, how you doing?
Good, man. Now, you've got an interesting spin on International Women's Day. What's your thought?
I'm like you, growing up with strong women around me, and my sister and my mum, and they've always, including me, or at least a gap here, and I've always been a big part of it. But Alan, sorry, we just proved a deal for International Women's Day that was just released today at the old bar in Pittsburgh.
It's hard to hear you, unfortunately, Guy. Did you say you've released a beer at the Old Bar in Fitzroy in Victoria?
That's right. So we've got a brewery in Melbourne called Stompy Ground, and we've got a whole bunch of our senior, the females that are in our organisation who are massively important members of the and they, along with the managers at the Old Bar, got together and brewed a beer. Called the Handmaid's Ale, and
Handmaid's Ale. Good guy.
That's nice.
That's awesome.
Which is a little bit of a story about the triumph of the subjugated female spirit. I don't know if you know much about the series. It's a fun series, and a bit futuristic, but really great. And so we thought we'd use that as a bit of a pun, and we created a beer. And of course, the girls had complete say over, what it was going to be, and none of them wanted to make a pinky, girly kind of obvious beer, so they made a beer that had a lot of guts to it, and not a massive ABV, like 5.5%, but it's a red rye IPA.
I'd like an IPA. IPAs are good, Tom.
And I love your work over at Stomping Ground as well, Guy. You did a beer all for equality as well. They did their, I forgot what it was called. I think it was a, anyway, it was great stuff over at Stomping Ground. Loving that beer and what you guys are doing. Shauna on 133353, give us the women's perspective on International Women's Day.
Hey, so I think the conversation should be more around women and women supporting each other. It's not about men supporting women.
Yeah,
women's
cool.
Day is, about women. It's not about the men.
Yeah, okay. And why do you think that's important, women supporting women?
Because basically I think that for years it's been men, workplaces, everything like that, it's male dominated. So as women, we should be supporting each other to get up there, get promotions, get that sort of thing, just being really supportive.
Yeah, totally.
Without, the assistance of men, it should be women. It's about women, not about how a man's helping you, per se.
Okay. Yeah, sure. I suppose we all want to work together in this, though, don't we, Shauna? Yeah. And we, I don't want to be,
a passenger.
Yeah, a passenger or stand aside while, not help in that respect.
Yeah. No, I do definitely agree that men should help, but I feel that Women's Day is about women, not how men are helping, if that makes sense.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, I agree.
We also just have a large male
A female station would do a whole show on this. We'll move on pretty soon.
Yeah, exactly.
We won't
spend
the whole show on it, just for some perspective.
Yeah.
But I think Sean is right, and dare I say it, I'm going to be controversial here, but, there's a lot of times, I think, when women aren't the biggest supporters of other women.
Yeah.
There could be a lot more support there within the sisterhood. What I mean?
Okay, mate.
It's not my place to say it, but I think it's true.
Good,
and I think most girls
heterosexual white male. Ghost, nice comments.
Most girls will admit that often they are their own worst enemies. They don't support each other enough.
Hey, look, let's just reflect and think about the great women in our lives today.
Absolutely.
Enough on that.
Yep. How's your mum doing? Jane, what's she up to?
I don't know. I haven't chatted to her for a while, actually.
Real supportive.
Oh, yeah. I call her on Mum's Day.
Yeah,
Mum's Day.
Good. Yeah, once a year. And her birthday.
Ah, that as well.
Yeah.
Get excited, though, chums. Adam Rosenbach is in here. It's the comedian second home. We'll get him on up next. You're with Triple M's Tom and Ollie. Ashes to Ashes, David Bowie. The album version, of course.
Yeah, yeah.
It's Triple M's Tom and Ollie. Very excited now, Ollie. We are the comedians' second home.
Yes, we are. We have a second home for them, and we welcome them in with open arms. And today it is no less than Adam Rosenbach's. How are you?
I'm very well, and they were very open.
Yeah, very open arms, Adam. Yeah. But is my pronunciation correct of your name, Rosenbach's?
Rosenbach's.
Rosenbach's, yeah. I'm sorry. Okay, Rosenbach's.
How long did you debate it before the show?
It was in the promo.
It was literally in the promo.
Okay.
I said it wrong.
So you've done a lot of research.
Heaps of research.
Yeah, great.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Great. Well,
you're just writing that down, are you?
Yeah, I'm writing Barks. B-A-R-K-S. Like Bark.
Yes.
Yeah. Awesome. Yep. Man, how you been? I mean, the comedy thing is, it's a great time of the year for all this stuff. Melbourne's coming up.
Yeah, well, so we had Perth, Adelaide's on at the moment. Yep. Then it's people are rolling up to Brisbane and Sydney, and Melbourne's kind of the big one, the international one. And everyone's just, you know, doing stuff either side of that. So it's an exciting, it's a fun time of year.
You know? And are you getting amongst all of it or just picking and choosing?
I am just picking and choosing this year. I usually do the southern run, if you will, the Perth, Adelaide, Melbourne run, but I haven't been able to do that this year. Just sticking to Melbourne this year.
Nice. Okay.
Yeah. Just cause other stuff on and just take
a break. I'm very, very busy.
You know? Yeah. Okay. Yeah,
those meth labs don't take care of themselves. You know what I'm saying?
So. They're a real minefield to run.
they are. Yeah.
Actually, you're
very volatile.
You're a bit of a...
Oh, hang on, where's this going? This isn't about Saturday night,
You're
is
a bit
it?
Of a fanatic. No, your last show was Breaking Booze.
Yes. So
now, that was with a Breaking Bad reference to it.
Well, if you're aware of the DVD cover of Breaking Bad, so I think it's from the first season where he's in his underpants. This is Walt, and he's got the gun, and I parodied that, so I was in my undies.
It was a great photo.
Holding the beer. Yeah. You know how hard it is to find those kind of Y fronts? Really? I went to so many different stores and ended up like at a $2 shop, but they're not like a common thing here in Australia. In America, I think they wear those kind of pants, but here.
Oh, they're pretty gross.
We're a bit cool. Yeah, they are very gross. Yeah,
we've got bonds.
Yeah. So they're more like you can tuck, you know, like your parents when you're younger, you tuck your singlet into your undies to keep yourself warm.
Yeah. Well, Tom doesn't even wear undies. Tom's a free baller by trade.
That's the thing.
Are you real all the time?
Yeah, totally.
So what happens when you're on a bus?
What happened?
They're swinging around.
The old road.
Yeah. Just because when you're, from say year seven up to maybe second year uni, it was just a lottery of what could go on down there.
There's multiple ways you can handle that. And one of them is just to not get that.
Okay. All right, you just train
just
yourself.
Just keep it under control, you know?
Okay, mate. Some guys can't control it, okay? So
yeah, I mean, I'm excited to be here, as you boys can see, so I'm glad I'm wearing two pairs.
That's why you're standing up.
So, okay, I'm fascinated by this. So basically, when you leave a urinal, you are... Mm-hmm. You have to triple check every time. You just can't be a bit.
This is the hardest part.
A bit casual about it. Because, you know, sometimes you forget. Someone will go, hey, your fly's undone. You're like, of course it is. But you can't.
No. This is the hardest part. Oh, I thought, not the fly part. I'm talking about the
stain. Wet patch.
Oh, right. Patch. So you can't roll chinos.
I do.
Do you?
Yeah.
Oh, you're a confident man, Tom.
there's a technique that I use.
Uh-huh. What's that? The tuck?
You're not dabbing it.
Oh, you know how graphic can I be at 7:30? Let's just say that the inner thigh acts like a chucks.
Yeah, not that graphic.
I wouldn't have thought it could be that graphic.
I had a friend who, so she didn't grow up with any boys in her family. And so she went to take her nephew into the toilet and he went to the urinal for the first time. So he was like 4 or 5. And then she said, are you going to dab? And he's like, I don't do that. Like, what is that? And she had no idea that men don't do that. We just leave.
We don't care.
That's what washing machines are
for.
Give it
a shake.
Give it a shake.
Go.
Yeah.
Well, unless you're not wearing underpants. Look, we've
covered some great ground here.
Already had some great stuff.
Adam, stick around because we've got some questions for you, but also we want you to ask a question of our audience. Yeah. Are you keen for that?
I'd love to.
Yeah.
We ask questions on this show. It's what we do.
And of course, if you do want to get tickets to Adam Rosenbach's show, Hold My Beer, you head to comedyfestival.com.au. If you are in Melbourne for the third largest comedy festival in the world, boom.
Boom.
Adam, stick around. It's Tom and Ollie on Triple M.
Like the kid from Uncle Buck.
Where do you live?
In the city.
Do you have a house?
Apartment.
Or a rent?
Rent.
They've got questions.
That's my job.
Tom and Ollie on Triple M.
Tom, we've got Adam Rosenbach's in the studio. Welcome
back. Adam Rosenbach's. You wrote it down.
Yeah, we went through this before.
I'm sorry, Adam Rosenbach's.
You even did phonetically wrote it down. Yeah, you wrote okay, tree yeah, like bark.
Yeah, yeah, I'm sorry.
It was a while ago. Oh,
it was a while ago. Mate, radio, new listeners each time. So they've got to hear me stuff it up each time and correct it. Rosenbach's, I'm sorry. Adam, thank you for hanging around, mate.
Okay.
Now, we've got a strange one here. We've been discussing International Women's Day before, Tom, and obviously saying it's a great day, it's an important time to reflect and maybe be better at what we do. But a guy called John has heard this. He's got a conundrum. He's going on a date, and he has a question for you, Adam, and I guess we'll try and help out as well, Tom. But a question in terms of paying for the date with his female partner, what's appropriate on such a day?
Adam, if you can help us out with this one up next, that'd be great. All right, stick around. Adam Rosenbach is in here. And a conundrum up next, Tom and Ollie on Triple M. Firewood and candles, Paul Kelly, of course, with Triple M's Tom and Ollie. And we've got Adam Rosenbach's
Yep. Adam Rosenbach's in the studio. How's that, Adam? Good?
That's great. I'm really loving that now.
He's a comedy stalwart. He's doing festival shows. You're a writer for The Front Bar and Charlie Pickering's The Weekly.
Yeah. So we're all we're back and running.
Oh, mate.
It's great.
It's just content, content,
Can you give
content.
Us a taste of the fodder in your show coming up?
It's called Hold My Beer. Why is it called Hold My Beer?
There's no real reason. I just like the, you know, the internet meme, hold my beer. It's just to step it up and go, you know what? You think you're being a bit of a dickhead? Just sit down, mate. I'll get this covered.
Yeah. Nice. Although you are being healthy right now, not drinking a beer, so...
Well, that is true. I did Feb Fast. I'm just rolling that on just a little bit. But nice. I took a year off, so good. 1 month is nothing.
Oh, yeah, great.
Good. Very good.
Oh, you're looking good.
I appreciate that.
No, really good.
Thank you, mate.
It's a good
just working
one
it back after the Rosenbach. I've said my name wrong, so I'm just working it back.
Keep buttering, Ollie. On the phone now, though, Adam, we've got a man called John, and he's got a predicament for us to do with International Women's Day and a date that is on. Good evening, John.
Yeah, g'day, fellas. Thanks for taking my call.
No worries, mate. What's your conundrum?
I've got a dinner planned tonight with a lady.
Yep.
And I just like, it's someone I respect a lot, and being International Women's Day, my dilemma is just not quite sure who pays.
Okay. So how would it normally go if it was a normal non-International Women's Day, John?
Usually if it was the first date and we didn't know each other that well, I would offer to pay.
Okay.
And just be perfectly okay if they wanted to go to split or if they wanted to pay.
Okay, so you say first date you pay. So when do you start looking at them going, you're going to get your purse out? Like,
No. I don't always pay, mate. I offer to pay.
Right.
How hard do you pretend to offer?
I'll pay. Okay, we'll get hard.
As your voice fades away, I'll pay. Yeah.
Or do you neatly go to the bathroom once the desserts are finished? Yeah.
I've done that a couple of times,
but
I think to continue on with the respect for women on this special day, if I was to do that, to sneak off and pay, it would probably be disrespectful to this lady.
I don't reckon. I reckon you can just be a nice dude and pay.
Yeah. And do you always do the sneak off? Do you make it like you're a big hero?
Nah. I keep a running tally in my head, and if I feel it's time for me to do the sneak off, then I will.
Okay.
You could maybe show respect to her in a sporting sense and an athletic sense and plan a runner together.
Yes, that's a good idea. But, I mean, if I wanted to fully respect her gender and the ethos of today, then I should really be waiting for her to pay, then, possibly.
Yeah, you get it, John. That's good. That's really good. Just pay for the meal, John.
So, John, how old are you?
What's that? 46.
46.
And what date number is this, John?
2.
Yeah, pay.
Number 2, yeah. Pick up the tab, buddy.
Yeah, come on.
Yeah, no. And life's getting on. Let's get it done.
Yeah, that's it. Good, John. Thanks so much. Hey, Adam, have you had a chance to look at our board of questions here? This is what we like to do. We're the comedian's second home. They're coming in here, especially with festival season around the country. We have a whole bunch of questions on the backside of our board, which haven't necessarily made it into the show, just for some reason.
It's like a vinyl's B-sides.
Yeah,
you
great.
You know, they're not the best tracks, but they're worth listening to.
Adam, have you decided on a question that you'd like to ask?
I really like the silly thing you broke up over. Because I love just being pathetic. You know, just when they're like, really? And you're like, oh, yeah, yeah, that was it. Or, you know, when you just break up with someone and you know in your head why it is and you can't say it out loud because it's so dire. Yeah.
Do you have an example? Or?
Well, this is years ago. I went out with a girl and we'd met once and then we caught up. This is a second date. So obviously I was going to pay because I'm a good guy.
Normal date.
Yeah. It wasn't International Women's Day that day. And she rocked up in this bright orange mohair jumper. And I just remember thinking, if that's what you're wearing out, what is in the back of your cupboard? Like, what are you hiding at home? Because she's gone, that's a winner.
Yeah.
And I've looked at it and gone, that's not a winner. I just can't do this again.
Did you do a U-turn or you have the date and then at the end?
Had the date and then, that was just a no callback.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Like this microphone here, just an orange.
Yeah,
orange.
It was that bright.
It was the microphone colour.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's Radio Ollie. All right, say the phone number for us then.
We are 133353.
Yep. And what are we asking?
The silly things you broke up over.
Yeah, brilliant.
Brilliant, Adam.
Yeah.
Consummate professional.
Jeez, I got this down pat.
Yeah, totally.
It's going to be a trio next week.
It's good. You can stick around for as long as you want. The silly things you broke up over. Give us a call. 133353. It's Tom and Ollie. It's Triple M. Run to paradise. What are you running from, choir boys?
Well, they're running to.
Oh, you're right.
Yeah. If it's paradise, can't you just... Do you need to run? Is it like, a stock tag sale? Like, just take
paradise.
Your time. It's paradise.
Yeah.
Paradise on sale now.
just ease your way into paradise.
Yeah. Hey, it's Triple M's Tom and Ollie here, and Adam Rosenbach is hanging out. He's got a festival show. Head to comedyfestival.com.au and just search Hold My Beer, which is the name of your show, Adam.
Yeah.
But we have asked a question from the backside of our board, and the phone number is
133353, and we want to know the silly thing you broke up over.
Well done.
You had a partner with a date with an orange jumper you didn't like.
Yeah, and the fact, not just the fact it was orange, it was like mohair. It was it was next level.
What's mohair? I didn't even know.
It's kind
of... It's like a soft, fluffy...
Yes.
Kind of, you know.
It gives you girth because it's so big and fluffy.
Okay. It's a bit frumpy.
Yeah, it doesn't mean that the person wearing it is particularly frumpy.
Yeah,
but it
could look like that.
It adds frump.
It adds frump. Yeah,
yeah. Yeah.
Tom, save us on 133353. The silly thing you broke up over, Tom?
Yeah, so I was living in Perth at the time, and I was going out with a girl for roughly just over a year. Decided to fly out to Melbourne, come meet all my friends and family. She came over on about the third or fourth night from memory, over a friend's place playing pool. I joked that I didn't want to be her pool partner, and she was on a plane the next day.
Now, when you joked, Tom, how poorly had you seen her play prior to this?
I'd never seen her play. It was just, let's play 2-on-2. I said, shotgun, not being on her team, and she cracked it. That was it.
Oh. How long are you dating for?
A year.
Just over a year.
That's brutal.
Yeah, it was. I went home and I saw her the next day because she wasn't returning any text messages or phone calls. And I said, what's going on? She goes, I think we should have a break. And I said, no way. We're breaking up.
Whoa. So had that been a thing before, like when you played Scrabble or Uno or anything like that? Had you never wanted to be her partner before? Like,
no, it was never a thing. It just all of a sudden blew up out of nothing. It was literally over nothing else. That was it.
Okay, so if you're at a swingers party, would you have gone shotgun, not her?
Because that's fair enough. If she leaves you then,
yeah, exactly.
It's like you're an a-hole. Yeah.
Patrick, what was the silly thing you broke up over? And if you've got any, 133353.
Hey boys, it's Pat again. Yeah, I was thinking of speaking to you guys last week. Big fan of you, Adam, by the way.
Thanks, Pat.
That's all right. Backstory. So I'm a twin, and I did a bit of dating back in the day. Not anymore, thank God. But basically, there were situations where, because we are super identical, a lot of women would, especially with the Tinder days, would think my brother is me or I'm my brother. Mm. Anyway, I went on a date with a girl. It went really well. Second time, we went for another date, and she actually asked me the question at the beginning with my brother's name, saying, "Oh, Ryan, would you like to go out?" And I was like, "Oh, no. I'm actually Patrick," and she was like, "Oh my gosh, no, I've dated the wrong twin," and just walked out, didn't say anything, left me in the restaurant. It was actually a pretty nice restaurant too, and I had to pay for the food because she'd already eaten too, so it was a bit of a double whammy for me. Patrick. And so I'll tell you, mate, I wouldn't pay for dinner tonight for her again.
Why did she say that I've dated the wrong twin? Like, why were you the wrong one?
I don't know. I guess she was really happy to meet my brother and then just went and found me instead by accident and just was disappointed. I don't know how, but we're pretty much the same person.
But then if you're Patrick and say you were talking about Ryan, did she think you were talking weirdly in the third person?
I don't know.
Ryan's a bit of a dickhead. She's like, oh, okay, you're really talking yourself down here, Chad.
I just don't know what her intentions were. She wanted my brother.
Love is complicated, you know. It's just a tough game. It's hard to get right. Glenn, what's your weird reason for breaking up?
Yeah, hi, guys. Well, it was all going well for a couple of months, and she drove around in this ex-taxi, so it was a big yellow Ford. And
good, because they're good cars to pick up, because they've only done like 2 million miles.
2 million, yeah. Yeah.
And you can hear the transmission from about six blocks away.
And anyway, so I get in the car, and I've never been driving with her, get in the passenger seat, and she goes into a kind of console and pulls out driving gloves.
Oh, yes!
and then on top of that, she leans over and holds my hand. And that was like my
She what?
Held his
hand. Leans over. Old man.
Oh, I think that's quite sweet to have your hand held during a drive. Isn't that lovely, boys?
Yeah,
no?
But yeah, with gloves.
With a leather driving glove?
I reckon my girlfriend has driving gloves.
Oh, mate, break up right now.
All right. Not that there's any real time to be able to wear the driving glove, but is that... If you're got a convertible, is that okay? Protected from the elements. Well, you don't want chafed knuckles, you know what I'm saying?
Well, surely not.
These cars aren't convertibles we're talking about here. My girlfriend's car, that car, they're not convertibles.
Yeah.
There's no time, surely.
I wouldn't have thought. Unless you're about to get into a duel. If you're driving to a duel.
Or if you're James Bond or something.
Yeah.
Can you stick around for one more, Adam?
Mate, I'd love to.
Yeah, awesome. 133353. I reckon there's still more. The silly reason you broke up with someone. Maybe they broke up with you, 133353. Let's whack on some Oasis now, Morning Glory.
Yeah.
It's Triple M's Tom and Ollie. Adam Rosenbach is in here hanging out. Morning Glory, Oasis. Triple M's Tom and Ollie. Adam Rosenbach's hanging out. Thank you very much for coming in, Adam.
Absolute pleasure, and I'm not going to leave. I've got nowhere to... I have no gigs on tonight, so I've got nowhere to be. So
yeah, great.
I'm just going to stick around, probably till about midnight. What happens after 10?
Well, midnight, of course, we get Luke Boner on. He takes over for the night shift.
Okay.
You know. Don't laugh at Boner, mate. Come on.
I'm not. I love the Bone Man.
Yeah, he's good. You get a boner all night is what is the tagline. And, of course, he does a great show.
No, I'm sure we've met online.
Yeah.
But we haven't met personally. Yeah.
Good.
Well, Adam Rosenbach, you can see him at Comedy Festival, comedyfestival.com.au. His show is called Hold My Beer. You've asked him on 33353, Adam. The silly thing you've broken up over.
Yeah, because I just love the idea that sometimes it doesn't take much. You know, when you're 50-50, you're on the fence, and then just something happens. You go, geez, they got thick eyebrows. I'm out of here. You know, it's like really
Why were you looking at me when you said that?
You got lovely eyebrows, actually, Tom.
They actually need quite trimming, I think.
Yeah.
Do you get the trim at the barber?
I've been offered the trim, but I have never taken it up. I'm happy to pluck. Like, if I see him out of line, I'll get him out of there. Because my dad goes to the trim now, and they are getting, like, they're John Howard-esque.
Yeah, you want to get rid of that.
Yeah.
But I hate that. If you get offered stuff where it implies that you have an issue, it's like, don't offer me that. It's like when they say, should I shave the back of your neck? And you're like... What?
I know what you mean, but they're also helping you out. So
yeah, they're being that honest person in your life.
Yeah, like, you know, when you're an older guy, it's like once you're over 60, you stop looking in the mirror, and they just don't care about the nose hair, the ear.
We've discussed ear hair.
Ear hair,
it's
seriously.
Just the worst,
okay,
isn't it?
Guys, enough about the grooming. We're asking the silly thing you broke up over. Now, we just spoke to John a little while ago, right? He called up. He said, on International Women's Day, I'm going on a date tonight. Should I be the one to pay on the date?
Yeah.
Now, John, you've given us a call back on 133353. Mm. John, what's happened since you called us?
Well, this lady friend of mine has obviously got good taste and listens to the Tom and Ollie show on Triple M.
Yep.
And recognised my name and my voice and called me within 2 minutes. And I guess it's just probably what you could call a silly thing to break up over.
That's harsh. Can I just say, though, John, there's going to be no doubt about who's paying for dinner tonight. Right? So when you go through the drive-through, it's all yours, buddy.
The Uber Eats on the
yeah,
couch.
Yeah, exactly.
So, John, she just called up and said, I heard what you said on radio. Why was she annoyed?
I can't really repeat what she said.
Yep.
It was something about, if you want to know who pays, why didn't you ask me? Why do you have to ask the world?
Mm.
Or something along those lines. So that's I guess I, it'll just be a bucket of KFC naked in a dark room.
Again.
Yeah. And can I just say, it's going to work out really well for him because I'm sure she's still listening. So good luck to that next day.
Yeah, exactly right. Stick around, more Adam Rosenbach to come. We'll play a game called How Triple M Are You, as well as Time of Your Life Injuries.
Tom and Ollie on Triple M.
It's time for Tom and Ollie on Triple M.
Big second hour of the show, Ollie.
Oh, the huge second hour.
The big second hour, especially with Adam Rosenbach's in here.
Not going anywhere.
Yeah,
who, by the way, Adam, a nominee for the Clio Bachelor of the Year.
Yeah, this is great.
I really need
is
to take
that
off
year
my
or?
Bio. No, it's quite some time ago. I think it was like 2009.
Yeah, 2009 here. I was setting you up there for failure.
The looks have moved on.
You made the top 50, though.
Oh, you bet. Came equals second.
It's almost, would you do an event for the 10th anniversary? Like,
catch up.
So next year?
You know who won it, and maybe he would love to get back out there. Axel Whitehead, who proof that if you do get your old fella out, you can still win. You can still go on to bigger and better things.
You can still get big balls on TV, dropping down on the screen.
Yes. Do we need to say allegedly or anything there? Or?
No, big balls. I'm saying the game show.
Oh, yeah, good.
What's it called? The Drop?
Oh, yeah, The Drop.
I don't know. Is it called
The
that?
Wall?
The Wall.
The Wall.
What's The Wall?
If you had a show,
you haven't seen The Wall? Yeah.
I've not seen The Wall.
That's what he hosts. Yeah. It's like big balls dropping down through tubes to fall into money slots.
I have never heard of
it. We'll catch up on template.
We'll catch you up. Yeah. Stick around. We're going to play a game called How Triple M Are You? So 133353. Here's the deal. We want you to give us a call. Adam, what we thought tonight is it could be you versus me. You're a Triple M stalwart. You've been around this.
I have. My one of my first jobs was at Triple M like 20 years ago, back in the day.
Brilliant. One of Tom's first jobs was at a surf shop. So he's got no idea about music. He sucks at his job, and here's your chance, Adam, to prove your worth.
Okay. So you just answer John Butler or Pennywise or something like that? Is that what you're saying?
Chill out, man. Hang 10. 133353. What you're actually going to be playing for is tickets to Adam's show. So if you're in Melbourne around the first week of April, give us a call. 133353. It's you v me, listener v listener. Ooh. How Triple M are you, Adam?
Okay.
We'll find out soon.
Is this Metallica?
No, it's Tom and Ollie. It's Triple M. Adam Rosenbach is hanging out, and we want to play a game called How Triple M Are You? Adam, what's our phone number?
133353.
Yeah, sick.
Yeah.
And we've got tickets to your show to give away.
Yes. So if you're in, if you're going to be in Melbourne on Wednesday, the 4th of April, we've got tickets to give away to my show, Hold My Beer.
And all you have to do is give us a call. You don't have to play anything. You don't have to do anything.
Yeah.
You just have to get on the blower. Chuck
it's
one.
That easy.
Yeah. 133353 into your phone and just stay on hold for a little bit while we play a game.
Smashing Pumpkins. There you go.
Boom. Already one up. Oh, nice. Hey. What's the song called?
Tonight.
Yeah, it's good.
All over it.
Oh, no, I'm going to get whooped. It's Tom and Ollie. It's Triple M. How Triple M Are You? Up next. It's Tonight, Smashing Pumpkins, Triple M's Tom and Ollie. We'll get into Time of Your Life Injuries very soon as we have questions. But Adam Rosenbach's is hanging out right in here, right live. We're going live.
You want me to prove how Triple M I am?
Yeah.
We do, Adam. Now, this is a game we play because Tom is woefully underprepared when it comes to the music of this station. I mean, the sport as well, not to mention, and not to mention the macho culture of Triple M. He's not really living up to. So this is your chance, Tom.
Don't say that I'm a token hire.
I last week I did imply that you were a token hire, and I appreciate that because I got hired on that same basis.
Just getting those gay levels up, aren't I?
Exactly right. There's a quota to fill, and you're doing it. Well done. Adam, you're here to prove that you know more about the stuff than Tom does. The music tonight is the main event.
I'll back myself in here.
Yeah. Now, you're pretty into your music. You're a heavy metal fan.
I am. I am a metal fan. Like, my love of Metallica when I was in high school was out of this world.
Yeah.
And you know what? With the name Adam, and I am really upset it took me till I was an adult to work this out, but you know the A and the M in the Metallica with the little tails on it.
Oh, yeah.
I should have written my name like that. Exactly. How good.
Yeah, could have been cool.
I only realized that when I was an adult, and I was like, can I start signing my name? I was like, no, I can't.
When you were happy again, or were you an angry teen or a happy teen?
Angry because I had a mullet and acne. So there's nothing to be happy about.
Tom and Ollie's.
That'll
how
do it.
Triple M are you?
There it is. All right. So, boys, how it works is you're both playing for a listener. All right, Tom, you could. You've got to let go for this segment. This is where you need to just chill
still
out.
Still need to announce the prize, what they were playing for.
Mate, let me just do it, all right? Just let go. Sorry, Adam.
Wow, I'm sorry I had to witness this.
I'm sorry that it had to happen.
I'm going to go stay at Mum's.
Tom's in control normally, but not right now.
Come on, let's
now,
get
Tarina,
to
welcome. You're playing, Tom's playing for you, Tarina.
Okay.
How's that feel? Is that pretty nerve-wracking?
A little bit.
Yeah, he's not great.
Whatever, Tarina.
And Adam, team, you've mate. Got Sean. Sean, welcome.
How you going?
Feeling confident, Sean?
I am.
Now you both, you guys are both playing for Torina and Sean for them to win tickets to Adam's show, which you can catch across the festival. Mm. We'll get to the details after. Now, how it works is say your names for your buzzers. So obviously Adam and Tom, great. Five songs, best of five.
Okay, great.
Here we go.
Oh, not as good as I thought.
Do you want me to play it? I'll play it.
That was me, by the way.
Adam. Ooh. That's the Who Are You?
Oh, Adam. Is my mouse working?
Yeah, your mouse isn't working.
No, it says view only.
Yeah, great.
Ah, what a shame. Here we go. I'll change that.
That could also have been, that's a CSI song, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
And I love my blue light torches. So I'm all across that stuff.
All right, 1 point to Adam.
Yes.
Come on, Tom.
Oh, okay.
Sean's pretty lucky here.
I know the song.
Tom. It's Friday on My Mind. Bye. Oh, really?
Yeah, you got it a bit wrong.
Oh.
It is Friday something.
Oh, no, it's not Friday on My Mind.
I know the song, but no.
Okay. It's Friday, I'm in Love.
Friday, I'm in Love.
Yes.
By The Cure.
Do I get that?
No. Oh. You just said, you got
the day right.
Yeah, you got the day. So 1-0 still to Adam.
Okay.
Here we go. Song 3.
Adam.
That's just Tom's Friday night, that song, isn't it?
R.E.M.
Yeah.
Everybody hurts.
Yeah, good.
Yes. Yeah, well done. Cool. Well done. I'm sorry, Tom.
Everybody shouldn't hurt. You got to have a safety word. My safety word is deeper. I'm going to change that.
Save that for after 9 o'clock, mate.
Okay.
All right. So you're 2-1. 2-0, which means, Tom, you need to get the next two right to even have a chance for Torina to go and see Adam's show.
Cool.
All right. Song number 4. Here we go.
Adam.
Oh.
It's Hole and it's Malibu.
Yeah, it Adam, you have just defaced Tom live on air.
Oh, that's insane. You're very good.
I do really like that song. Can we play the fifth song? I just want
to.
I just bury him.
Just for Tom to have a chance to feel something. Yeah. Here we go.
Oh, Tom.
Oh, yeah.
Tonight. By
we just played it. Yeah, don't look at your list.
Baby Animals.
No, it's Smashing Pumpkins.
No, Tonight by Baby Animals is coming up.
Oh, Tom. So that means that Torina, you're not going to see Adam's show.
No. Torina can come.
Oh, Adam.
I will give tickets to both Sean and Torina. So
thank you.
You're welcome, Torina, because, you know, Tom was pretty disappointing for her, and it's International Women's Day, so I've got to make you feel a bit better.
Jeez, Adam's a good guy there, Tom. He's saved your ass.
Sorry, Torina.
That's okay.
So well done, Sean.
The show is, of course,
Thank you very much.
Yeah, well done, Sean. Hold My Beer is the show you're going to see. Head to comedyfestival.com.au to get tickets. But Adam, you got to rush off. Hang around, man.
All right, I'll hang around.
Yeah, he's going to hang around. He's going to hang around.
We've locked the doors. Yeah. Adam Rosenbarks is locked in here. You're with Tom and Ollie. It's Triple M. This is ACDC. Dirty Deeds, Done Dirt Cheap. Done it, yes. It's Dirty Deeds. They're Done Dirt Cheap by ACDC. Triple M's Tom and Ollie.
Naughty Tom, how did you know that song? Did you read the sheet? You cheated.
Okay.
Mate, come on. That's all right.
Yep. Who was the lead singer in that particular version of ACDC's Done Dirt
Good
Cheap?
Question,
a staple of Triple M, Tom.
Angus Young?
Good stuff.
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
No, you're completely wrong. It's Bon Scott.
Of course it's Bon Scott. I knew it and I was testing you because Bon Scott sings on Dirty Deeds, Done Dirt Cheap.
That's right.
Good.
Adam Rosenbarks is in here, by the way, and congratulations to our last two guys who just won tickets to his show, Hold My Beer, head to comedyfestival.com.au. Well,
all thanks to Adam's music know-how. Look, this is an old story that I want to share with you, Adam, because Tom, you might have heard this before. This is basically a story involving drinking and injuries, but it's a specific kind of injury. I'm calling them time of your life injuries.
Okay.
You're aware of the song, Adam?
The haunting song.
Had. Maybe, Tom, you can do something and put that song on. My girlfriend, this happened like a year ago now, but I was telling a friend on the weekend and he said to me, that must be a common experience. We're at a party and this song was playing. So, of course, my girlfriend goes, let's do the dance move where I'll jump up. Is it Dirty Dancing?
Yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah.
Yeah, it's Dirty Dancing.
I think so, yes.
Yeah, you follow now. So there's a famous move where I think it's Patrick Swayze picks up the girl.
Yeah.
And
they're on the pottery wheel.
Yes.
No, that's Ghost.
That's that Ghost.
Different? Yeah. Okay. I'm not across the film, but I know that girls always go, let's do the dance move where you pick me up above your head and we spin around. So Sarah did that probably about 20 times successfully with one guy. They're going,
not you.
Not me. I'm not strong enough.
Okay.
Weak arms. So.
No, the core's not strong.
Look,
I think you're going to buckle underneath.
No, here's the thing. I could do it, but she'd be like, nah, I don't want to do it. Like, you won't be able to help me. You know, girls are like that. Girls are like, nah, I'm too heavy for you.
Oh, yeah. I do know that. But then why did she go with the other guy? That's a sign.
They're big. Our friends are big, aren't they, Tom?
Firefighter.
One's a firefighter and one's just Jake, who's just a big boy.
Oh, yeah, big boy.
So I think it was Jake who did...
And you were comfortable, like, when it's getting up to 15, 16 times? You're like, this is going well.
There's a certain point as the boyfriend where you go, yeah, I'm not part of that. I'm not involved. I don't want to be part of that.
Yeah, right, and you're glad.
Yeah, totally.
You got the chop out.
You guys can deal with that mess because it became a mess.
Yeah.
Because after a bunch of times that Jake did it, I think it was Morgan who wanted to have a go as well. He's like, I can do it too.
And
Sarah's going, yeah, definitely. This is about midnight. Morgan has a go. Sarah goes over the top of him.
Overbalances.
Overweight. This is in the backyard. She falls over on the arm and she goes, oh, that really hurts. It really hurts. And, you know, she tries to get on with it and just deal with it. And we're walking home about an hour later and she starts sobbing and going, yeah, it really hurts. And she's like, I've had a few drinks. It shouldn't hurt. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And so went to the hospital the next morning, broken arm.
Really? The next morning she slept with a broken arm.
She slept through it. She said it was a painful night.
Yeah.
Broken wrist, I should say, sort of lower part of the wrist. And obviously weeks in a cast, lots of healing to do. But I'm wondering whether, and a friend on the weekend said this to me, it must be a common thing, at least a little bit, where this dance move particularly causes injuries. What do you think, Adam? Because it is dangerous.
It happens at weddings a lot. Like people are doing
that's a really good point, isn't it? You know, that song comes on, people get a bit lovey-dovey.
Oh,
Yeah, and they've had a few drinks. They go, we can pull it off.
Yeah.
Everyone will love this
particularly,
when we do this.
Perhaps people, if you're at a wedding, you would have been younger when you saw this. So you're in your 20s. You know,
yes.
You go, oh, yeah, I remember that move. And then, you know, maybe you got married back then.
Yeah.
And now it's 30 years on.
Yeah.
And you shouldn't be catching your wife like that.
Yeah, because, you know, things have moved on.
Yes.
So maybe, look,
you know, people are yelling out, chuck on Bill Medley and Jennifer Warnes. That's who sings the song.
Oh, good stuff, Tom.
Did you know that?
You know your music. Look, 133353.
It's funny that there's just two random names of the people that sing that song.
Yeah, one hit wonder, clearly. But 133353, is Sarah alone? This is purely for my girlfriend to feel better about herself. It's okay, Tom, don't worry. Have you done this? Have you had an injury to the time of your life song? What's it called again, the actual song?
I've had in brackets and then the time of my life.
The time of my life. Have you done this injury? Have you done the dance move and then cocked it up?
Who starts a song title with a bracket?
I know. What's it called? Oh, in brackets, I've had the time of your life.
So hard to find on the iPod. 133353 if you had a time of your life injury.
iPod, what?
Tom and Ollie on Triple M. Think of it as juvenile talkback for grown-ups.
Well, I've just spoken to an idiot.
Tom and Ollie on Triple M.
Tom hanging out with A. Rosenbachs. That's his... Rosenbachs. I did it again. On Instagram, that's where you can find him. I've just posted a photo of us hanging out in the studio. Adam, thank you for hanging out.
Pleasure.
You threw me in there, Tom.
It's been a lot of fun.
It has been fun. And you're a very generous man with your time.
Thank you. It's because I'm single and I've nowhere to go. So it's more my sadness.
Yeah, well, it's commercial radio, so let's find Adam a partner. No, not really. We can't do that. But what we can do
What do you mean? We can.
We can?
No. That's okay. Not tonight.
A lot of blokes listening.
Not tonight.
Yeah.
Not tonight.
But we are talking about time of your life injuries. Time of your life. When have you had the worst time of your life dancing to this song? My girlfriend did this. Broke her arm after being dropped by a friend of hers. Friend in inverted commas, am I right? And so I'm wondering, is it a common thing? This dance move is dangerous. Has it happened to you? Mm. Mark, have you done this yourself?
I have not. But what okay. No, I haven't. But I did see while I was in the United States, there's actually a TV commercial which has exactly what it is that you've described for a health insurance provider.
Oh, good.
Where the husband and wife start the dance in their kitchen and it ends with the husband dropping the wife, smashing through the dining room table.
Oh, crazy.
That's like my girlfriend.
Yeah. Much like that.
Yeah.
Oh, crazy. Nice little anecdote there from Mark. Except at the end of the day, it was just an advertisement. Isn't that great?
Oh. What a great time. And what a nice time for Adam to say goodbye. I mean, it's been a real high.
How long is your girlfriend in the cast for?
Oh, she was injured for... I mean, there's a backstory here. I once broke her arm playing netball.
Oh. Okay.
I fell on her arm.
Yeah, right.
And at the time, we were broken up as well. So there's a backstory. But short answer, no. 6 weeks.
Yeah, it's very. Have you guys broken a limb?
Never.
I've broken an arm.
Yeah. That's a limb, Tom.
Thanks.
I'm glad you paused thinking about.
I didn't want to just say yes, Adam, because it's radio. I elaborated and went, yes, I've broken an arm.
Gotcha. It's not comfortable in a cast, is it?
No.
I had a fiberglass cast, which is even more annoying.
Oh no! What'd you do? How'd you break it?
I was getting chased by a station master at a train station because we were down on the tracks looking at graffiti. And he came and chased after
us.
Yeah, and I went to jump a fence, and train rocks are very uneven. And I went to, I tripped and put my hand out, and my top part of my arm kept going, and the bottom part stayed still. Yeah.
Adam Rosen, badass, more like it.
Yeah, that's right.
Boom. Catch his show in the festival, the Melbourne International Comedy Festival, that is comedyfestival.com.au. It's called Hold My Beer. Thank you very much, Adam.
Boys, thanks for having me.
No worries, legend.
A pleasure.
It's too much fun. It's Tom and Ollie. It's Triple M. It's Baby Animals with tonight. Triple M's Tom and Ollie. Just said goodbye to Adam Rosenbachs. What an amazingly lovely man.
Just said goodbye to Adam Rosenbachs. Yeah. He was lovely, wasn't he?
So great.
Good value.
Please, if you're heading along to the Melbourne International Comedy Festival, of course, check out our show. You can buy tickets via our Facebook page, Tom and Ollie. You just press the book now button up the top. But buy tickets to his show. It's called Hold My Beer. You can head to comedyfestival.com.au.
Yeah, but equally... buy tickets to our show as well.
Yep.
I mean, really, we stress that as well because our show needs to bump it up in terms of sales.
Comedyfestival.com.au.
It's going to be a good show, Tom.
It's going to be good. Garden State Hotel, a beautiful hotel in the heart of the Melbourne CBD.
You'll be there. I'll be there. Big John will be there.
Oh, love Big John.
Stacey will
be there.
Surprise recruit. Oh. The four of us doing a show. So, look, come on down.
It's going to be really fun. It's going to be really, really fun. And it's all sketches and a made-up story, which we've just written. Hey, here's the thing. 133353. I want to talk about foster care now. Let's get a bit serious here, Ollie. Last night we had a bit of a chat about growing up in an orphanage. Mm. Yeah? Mm. We found out that orphanages actually were closed, and we were lucky enough to talk to Andrew, who was one of the people who closed the last orphanages across New South Wales. It was then that we went into foster care and kind of what happens when there's a kid that needs a home. Do they just go directly into foster care, or their families waiting for it? How does this all work?
Because the idea of an orphanage is pretty old school. We sort of felt like that Charles Dickens idea can't still be a thing.
No.
We've got a few messages on Facebook saying stuff like they're now called residential units.
Yeah, right.
And stuff like that. So I'm guessing the orphanage in the old sense has changed, but there are newer versions.
Mm. Andrew, thank you so much for joining us again tonight.
Thanks, Tom and Ollie.
You're a legend, mate. So tell us about, this is what I heard, Andrew. I've heard that there are children that may end up in like hospital or something where they may be separated from their parents, you know, because of Department of Health and Human Services or something, have to take them away. And there's this thing called emergency foster care. Do you know much about that?
Yeah, look, there's a whole range of, I guess, what you might call sliding scale of interventions.
Okay.
So if there are concerns around a kid and the parent's ability to look after the child, the first thing they try and do is support the family. And if that doesn't work, then they look to, can some relatives look after the child?
Okay.
And then if there's no relatives, then they would what's called either emergency or temporary foster care, where they try and sort out what's happening for the child long term. And so there are lots of carers out there, foster carers, who put up their hand and say, look, we'll look after kids on a short-term basis.
So what, they're just nice people who are just going, we'll just look after a kid.
There are literally thousands of them out there who do all this work.
Oh, man.
And that's almost harder than taking on a kid for a long-term because you're just getting that difficult short-term period, aren't you?
That's right. And also, you've got to remember that sometimes these kids, you know, they haven't had the best of times. And so, you know, it's pretty traumatic. And so, you know, they can, you know, have sort of a range of behaviours because of what they've been through.
Yeah, sure.
And so, you know, and so the people who do that, they're just absolute champions. They're the backbone of the whole care system. And then once they work out what's happening for a child over the longer term, they might put them with longer term foster parents.
Yeah, right.
or they put them into residential units or group homes, as they're called in some places, where they might live with up to four or five other kids. And usually it's the older ones, usually teenagers.
Okay.
Yeah.
So what's your job right now, Adam? Oh, sorry, Andrew.
Andrew. I've now moved out of children's welfare after having a child of my own.
Yeah.
I now work in the mental health space.
Cool. Great.
I mean, seeing all these foster kids come through, what's one of the main reasons that, you know, they're being left without care?
Look, it's pretty complex, but mainly in the bigger picture sense, it's mainly because they've been through some form of abuse or neglect.
Yeah, wow.
And so they've chosen to leave, or they just haven't been given care from their caregivers?
Most of the time, and unfortunately mostly the younger kids, they haven't been cared for properly by their parents, and the government agency in each state makes a very heartbreaking decision to remove them from their family.
Yeah, geez, that's tough. Well, Andrew, thank you so much for a bit more information on this.
That's okay.
Absolute legend. Here's what I want to do now, Ollie. 133353. I want to hear from these emergency foster carers themselves. I want to hear from the people who take on these children in emergency situations. They may call it 2 a.m. going, hey, we've got a kid that you need to come pick up.
Yeah.
I want to hear from them. Right. So 133353, are you an emergency foster carer? Do you look after these kids? Are you one of these amazing people who would just pick a kid up and go, come on, mate, you're coming to stay with us for a short while? 133353. It's amazing. Yeah. I love this.
It's very giving. Yeah, 133353. If you do this, I mean, any foster care, or we're talking emergencies particular?
Let's go any foster care for sure. Yeah, give us a call. It's Tom and Ollie, Triple M. Burning down the house. Live, of course, Talking Heads. G'day, Triple M's Tom and Ollie. We'll get into Naughty After Nine soon. I'm not sure what we're going to do tonight.
Oh.
You know what I mean?
Don't
worry. No, flesh. Look, there's some
flesh.
Good...
Flesh, and then the thing that's above light. Yeah.
Preparation.
There you go. That's like a jigsaw version.
Yeah, but right now, 133353, we're talking about foster care. And in particular, emergency foster care, Ollie. It's what happens when kids, for some reason, have to be taken away from their initial caregivers and have to be put into like an emergency foster care situation. So a short-term situation with people who are just amazing who go, look, yeah, we'll take you in. We'll take you in for a short period of time.
Yeah, it's very giving, isn't it?
Oh.
Would you ever do it?
I'd like to say yes.
You're not great with kids, though, let's be honest. Kids kind of go, what's your deal? Because you're a bit standoffish and a bit too
cool.
Am I? A little bit.
Am I?
Sounds like it.
Does it? Hey, John, on 133353, your parents are emergency caregivers.
Yeah, well, they were. We had two little Aboriginal children that lived with us for about a year, and then they left, which was a very interesting experience, having people come and go.
Yeah, is it difficult?
And then we had a little baby.
Mm.
He was 2.5, and now he's 16, and fully fostered in their care. So, yeah, got a little brother out of it, which is quite cool.
Oh, amazing! So, John, was this happening while you were younger?
Yeah, so I was 16 or 15, and then mum, dad, like I've got three other siblings, and I don't know, mum, dad just decided to do it, and that's what happened, really. So,
bit of a shrug for you, is it? A bit of a shoulder shrug?
Oh, not really. It was quite difficult, actually, when you're growing up. But then, I don't know, you get so attached to the kids, and then, yeah.
Yeah, what was that like having to say goodbye? Like, were you fully across the situation, John?
Yeah, 50-50. Like, it's hard to say, because with my little brother now, you could probably, like, he's part of the family, so you can never say goodbye, really. Like, that's what it is. But if you have other kids that come and go, you do get attached, and it is quite hard. So,
yeah. Well, good stuff, Seth. John, thank you very much for giving us a call. Rhiannon, how are you?
Hi.
Hey.
You've given us a call on 133353. What's your experience in caregiving or foster caregiving?
So I grew up... I was in and out of care pretty much through my whole life.
Wow. How many different parents?
I couldn't count. But really? I actually lived in different types of care as well.
Okay.
So not just foster care, but kinship care, where you live with family members, and residential care, where you live in a facility that's, it's like a group home of about 5 to 6 young people.
Right.
And it's staffed.
It's staffed.
No, it's staffed.
Oh, staffed by youth workers.
Oh, no, and it's staffed.
So, yeah, so the joke is that it's like a mini orphanage.
Yeah, right.
Oh, okay. Dark joke.
But there's also another type of care called permanent care, because when you reach a certain age, you can't actually be adopted.
Right.
Oh, really?
So foster carers can choose to take on a young person that they've been fostering and make it a permanent situation.
Yeah, right. And now you work with a foundation.
I used to. So as a young person, I joined an organisation called Create Foundation, which is the peak body advocate for the out-of-home care system. And when I was younger, I trained up to go out and speak about my experience of being in care and to change the system. So I actually got to meet with ministers and child protection workers.
Can I ask about that experience you had, Rhiannon? I mean, having that growing up situation, how does that shape you as a person? What kind of things does it leave you with?
It was actually very traumatic.
Yeah.
I have a lot of trust issues.
Yeah.
Yeah, we heard this last night. Yeah.
I have a big issue if people lie to me.
Wow, that's pretty much exactly what a young lady said last night on the phone as well.
Yeah. But I also have a lot of fear, because you raise the question when you have a kid yourself, are they going to come back in your life? Is anything you've done in care going to come back and kind of bite you?
Yeah, wow. Well, Rhiannon, thank you so much for sharing. 133353. We're talking about emergency foster care here. If you've done emergency foster care, or maybe you grew up in it, 133353 with Tom and Ollie on Triple M. It's Sex and Candy, Marcy Playground. Should have been about 10 minutes later, I reckon. And what are you after 9? That's all.
The candy's fine, but save the sex after 9.
Excuse me, don't be talking about sex on the radio. Triple M's Tom and Ollie.
Tom, we're talking about serious stuff here. What kind of serious?
Yeah.
It's a lifestyle that a lot of young people are forced into because of whatever situation it is, whether it's your parents aren't capable of caring for you, or maybe your parents aren't around, and maybe your grandparents are playing a role. Orphanages foster care and growing up in unorthodox homes.
Ted, you've had quite a few experiences growing up in different styles of foster care.
I have, guys.
Awesome. Yeah, well, give us a complete rundown of your childhood.
Well, not a complete one.
Before I do that, can I first say, Tom and Ollie, love your work.
Thanks, Ted.
Cheers, mate.
You're a legend.
Okay, so my parents separated when I was about 2.5 years of age.
Yeah.
I got placed there, so Water State in orphanages. And then I got placed in foster care with a lady that had 3 children of her own, but looked after about an additional 12 kids.
Whoa.
Ranging in ages from 3 to 16.
That's a big house of kids.
It is, yeah.
Was she just like a full carer, a full heart kind of person?
Her and her husband were, yeah. I come from an orphanage where it was very dormitised, very regimented. There was no love, there was no care. Into a very loving, warm environment. There was pets, there was outings, there was everything that a kid needed.
Yeah, wow. That would have been a pretty big flip.
It was, yeah, and a good flip.
Yeah.
And do you think, so how long were you in that house for?
About 7 years, from the ages of 7 to 14.
Okay.
Wow. And so to what extent do you think going into that kind of experience, that situation, can remedy or make amends for the tougher first years?
I'm sorry, what was that?
I mean, how much can that experience, help you out and make amends for the tougher years you had before that? Can it help, or is it a bit of a case of too late?
It helped immensely, not just from the tough years beforehand, but for the future to come. If it wasn't for her, I probably wouldn't be speaking to you now.
Yeah, wow. And so then when, at the age of 14, where did you go from there?
Well, while I was there, they had the family. They used to have holidays and time of their own. So I had these holiday hosts that I used to go to and see every holiday, Christmas, Easter, September, March holidays.
Yeah, right.
And then they ended up becoming my foster parents, so I could no longer be a ward of the state.
Okay.
And 35-odd years later, they are my family.
Wow. Ted, that's amazing.
Yeah.
What a unique way to grow up. And, yeah, far out. I mean, looking back at that process, is it something you'd want to subject a child to?
If that's their only choice, if they've got nothing else apart from living on the street or being in their hostile own family structure, then yeah. And anyone that wants to support a child, nurture, foster a child, props. They are salt of the earth. They're the best people on the planet.
Yeah, it really does sound like that. And Ted, thank you so much for sharing with us. The people that just take in kids and can just give them a good time, a good life.
Yeah.
And go, you know, you're staying with us now.
The bloody hard work, kids.
Oh, you couldn't do it.
Oh, I bloody could, mate. Good job. I'm no sink.
Mate, you couldn't.
Single income, no kid over here. Yes. That'll be you.
You definitely couldn't do it, especially for the things you've talked about in Naughty After Nine, which is up next, ladies and gentlemen. It's Tom and Ollie on Triple M.